And they were on the brink of war, a nuclear war, that is. That was a situation just months ago when it came to the U.S. and North Korea. Fire and fury was the buzz phrase when the U.S. president spoke of North Korea, threatening a military strike if the North conducts another nuclear test. Now that the North and South are warmly receiving one another, which could lead to denuclearization, it appears that the U.S., through sanctions, is preventing that from happening.
North Korea, in a surprise declaration on Tuesday, accused U.S. President Donald Trump of trying to block progress in inter-Korea relations. The country's official KCNA news agency, in a commentary, also strongly criticized the U.S. for what is described as an evil attempt to maintain sanctions against Pyongyang. This could upset the negotiations between Washington and North Korea, and it could be specifically bad news for President Trump, who's expected to hold a second summit soon with Pyongyang's leader Kim Jong-un. This is reminiscent of the previous time that the North Korean leader called the U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo negotiating tactics as gangster-like. Trump has invested heavily in resolving the Korean nuclear crisis to make gains in the upcoming U.S. midterm elections. Any hiccup in talks with Pyongyang could therefore eventually undermine his struggles to win a second ticket to the White House.
Well, certainly the United States has taken significant measures to undermine the entire process of reunification inside of Korea. The fact is that peaceful relations between the North and the South are not the goal of the United States nor the imperialist drive. The desire has always been the complete destruction of the DPRK as an anti-imperialist state, or what they normally call regime change. What we have seen is that the U.S. has used the U.N. to undermine any kind of economic cooperation between the North and the South. Previously, there was supposed to be a rail link that was to be created between the two countries to facilitate economic cooperation. But since the demilitarized zone is the property of the U.N., they have denied both parties, the North and the South, the right to lay down a railroad going across that area. So I definitely see this as a very clear sign that not only the U.S., but perhaps to a degree the U.N. as well, is trying to undermine efforts by North and the South to carry out any kind of cooperation, to carry out a peaceful trade between the two countries.
Why is the U.S. so against North Korea and South Korea warming up to each other and establishing business ties? North and South Korea just agreed to reconnect roads and rail links. U.S., however, believes the sanctions should remain in place, especially since the DPRK has not denuclearized completely. But the situation has not reached a point that even if North Korea can achieve denuclearization, the U.S. is preventing that from happening while straining its relations with South Korea on the matter. The U.S. president has even gone as far as saying the South would not lift sanctions on the North without U.S. approval.
North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un and U.S. President Donald Trump, in their first meeting in Singapore in June, signed a deal on the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. However, little progress has been made in efforts in that direction since then, as both sides gradually develop differences over the interpretations of the text of the deal. So far, North Korea has not made any explicit public promise to give up its existing arsenal, but it has repeatedly called for U.S. sanctions imposed over its weapons programs to be loosened in response to a freeze in its nuclear and missile tests.
The U.S. is the largely hegemonic power in the world that wields almost total power over the South, a power that seems to have been waning in the last few years, given their stubbornness on the issue of reunification, or at least the peace process between the two Koreas. But the United States has always injected themselves into this situation because their interests are largely carried out by the South Korean government, but they are not carried out by the North, which have always been very resistant to U.S. interests in its in its territory, as well as other places around the world, which the DPRK has certainly denounced on multiple occasions.
Pyongyang has accused Washington of playing a double game towards the prospects of denuclearizing the Korean Peninsula. It has even accused the administration of U.S. President Trump of tending to destroy what it has described as a rare diplomatic opportunity between the two. This could be a gesture of willingness by North Korea to end a nuclear crisis with global ramifications.